Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The sun is out again, and it's a bit hot. But the breeze is absolutely perfect. Of course, I am sitting partially in the sun, and that's not the best place to actually sit when you're out here at a campground in the middle of the summer. But it is what it is. With you today, it's Aria,
Big Kahuna,
and the Reverend Captain Kickett.
And we're talking about this panel that recently voted, because, you know, that's how science is decided now, by Democratic vote, 19-2 on Tuesday in favor of Omicron boosters. And, of course, the question now is which version of Omicron the next round of shots should target. Now, I thought the reason that the vaccine against COVID-19 was unique and would actually work against a cold was because of the spike proteins that were specific to COVID-19. And the way they worked was they targeted any virus that had those spike proteins. The argument was, yes, COVID-19 will continue to evolve and all of that stuff, but as long as it has this characteristic that is the spike protein, these vaccines will still be able to recognize it and do something about it. That doesn't seem to still be the case, though, because the Omicron variant, as far as I'm aware, still has the spike proteins that are specific to COVID-19. So Yahoo News says, for anyone who hasn't been paying attention, that's a bold statement from the mainstream media, whose primary job it is to keep people from paying attention, to feed them lies and other BS. Mm-hmm. The Omicron strain that triggered last winter's massive COVID wave is now extinct. That was BA.1. I don't know what massive COVID wave they're talking about. I didn't experience that. In March, it was supplanted by the even more transmissible BA.2, which was supplanted in May by the even more transmissible BA.2.12.1. It's starting to sound like a World of Warcraft patch at
this point.
Well,
and it sounds like software, too. And one of the crazy things is when the what they're calling the vaccine was first sort of publicized,
yeah,
we did some research here on Free Talk Live to discover that, in fact, what it is a platform, a programmable platform. And so it's curious to me that they treat these versions in the same way they treat versions of software.
Sure. So version BA.2.12.1 is now being supplanted by the even more transmissible BA.4 and BA.5. I thought the whole argument about Omicron was, yes, it's more easily transmissible, but it's less potent, so you're not going to get as sick. Like, if there was a strain of COVID, each one of these strains is presumably, if they're telling the truth, and they're probably not, is more transmissible than previous versions.
That's my understanding. I mean, it's just another coronavirus, the common cold, and that's how we basically handle the common cold. I mean, everybody knows that it's extremely transmissible. Very few people, I think, actually die from it as a percentage of the population.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone who's ever died from just the plain, ordinary cold, and not too many more people, honestly, have died from COVID-19, considering we still can't ascertain whether or not people died of the flu or COVID-19. A lot of these deaths written down as COVID-19 could very well have been the flu, because the tests that they were using could not tell the difference between the flu and COVID-19. Experts say that BA.5 is the one to worry about, the most transmissible version, and presumably the least potent of all of them. The worst version of the virus that we've seen, said Dr. Eric DePaul, the founder of Scripps Research Translational Institute. Together, the closely related BA.4 and BA.5 now account for the majority of new U.S. COVID cases. Oh, God, no. But BA.5 is spreading a lot faster. By early July, it will be the dominant strain in the U.S. Where are these sick people at?
Yeah, so, like a lot of things in society, everything nowadays has to be extreme. And each one of these new variants is more extreme. It's going to hurt us more. And the way I'm reacting is like to the boy that cried wolf.
Yes.
Each time these things get ramped up and nothing happens, I mean, when are people going to wake up?
That's a great question. I've been asking when people are going to wake up for quite some time, and the only people that I can find that seem to be awake have migrated to places like New Hampshire, where there is a movement of freedom-oriented people who are gathering together to try and make a difference.
I just want to know what sick people they're talking about. Like we just attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which had close to or more than 3,000 people here, and not a single sick person in sight.
Not a one.
And I haven't heard any reports of a single sick person since then. I have family all throughout the United States. None of them are talking about, you know, tons of sick people. It's July. No one's sick in July, except presumably these kids who, as we talked about a few weeks ago on the show, their immune systems were just wrecked. Because instead of being out there this past winter catching the flu and the cold and all this other stuff, they weren't out there. They were locked in their homes instead. And now they're catching those viruses that they didn't get, you know, 6 months ago. And they're catching them all at once. They're getting both the flu and pneumonia and the cold all at once because they didn't catch them incrementally over the winter.
There was a little, like, one day sort of cold thing that went through, you know, the Free Talk Live studio. But that's the only...
But that was the pestilence, though.
Yeah, that's the only...
By which I mean that was Mark and his screwed-up genes from getting the COVID-19 vaccine, making everyone else sick.
That's the only thing close to a sickness that I've, you know, seen since COVID.
See, and I, you know, hung out with Mark a lot then, and I did the show then. I didn't get sick at all.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe you were just in too close proximity to the spike proteins that he was shedding.
Other folks got it. So
they were in the house with him. So, like, he left spike proteins everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's what got these other people sick, I'm guessing. Mark, we love you, but you have become the pestilence. That's troublesome for several reasons, of course. The BA.5 spreading faster. To our immune system, the distance from BA.1, oh, good Lord, they continue on with this, to BA.4 and BA.5 is far greater than, oh, good God, they just keep going on with this. This is a tragedy that this is how the mainstream media is now attempting to spread COVID fear because they became neutered. They became unable to spread fear about COVID-19. Americans just stopped caring.
I think the BA in all of these versions stands for blatantly authoritarian.
It can't stand for anything that's actually useful. So they go on here, this obscenely long article here from Yahoo News, very little of which is actually useful. It's just a lot of, this is why BA.5 is 17.6% worse than BA.4, which is 37% worse than BA.1.2.2. And all of this other nonsense is absolutely insane. They're like, it's got an aggressive new, this is actual quote, it's got an accelerating evolution, an aggressive new trajectory toward greater transmissibility, invasiveness, and possible pathogenicity. It could cause significant reinfections and disruptions if not addressed. They're pulling this crap in July when we're all looking around not seeing anyone that's sick. Like, what the hell are these people talking about? Do they really expect it to work?
I think the answer is yes. I mean,
I don't think it's going to work, though. I think they're wrong. I think they've overplayed their hand. And the monkeypox failed to get people afraid. It's July now, so it's no longer Pride Month. So we'll be seeing more from monkeypox going forward. But that didn't get people to be afraid. And that I think, was the next pandemic they were trying to play. And that didn't work because people are just burned out on all of this nonsense.
I mean, I agree with you overall, but there still are some people. Even here in New Hampshire, yesterday morning, I was downtown at the coffee shop. Person walked in full on mask. So, I mean, there's still people that it works
on. Oh, up here in the mountains?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I mean,
wow.
It was hard to believe, but I saw it.
The thing that worries me the most is that if their fear tactics become no longer effective on the masses of people, then that means violence is coming because governments only have one tool that they use to accomplish anything, and that is coercion, the threat and fear of violence, and then the actual delivery of violence. So that's the only tool they have in their toolbox to do anything. So if their propaganda no longer works, their brainwashing no longer works, their fear-mongering no longer works, that means the violence is coming.
And I suspect they realize that they are out of time and that threats are no longer enough because, I mean, look at the economic situation that we're in and think about the true ramifications of all of the printing, the supply chain shortages, the food shortages and all this other stuff coming to a head over the next several months, because it is going to come to a head. And I tend to think governments overplayed their hands, and now they're about to have to just go all in, because that's the only move they have left. There's more coming up here from ForkFest. It is Free Talk Live.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And apparently I was mistaken the other day. We may just not be streaming to YouTube and Facebook at the moment. I looked on the Free Talk Radio YouTube channel. I hadn't seen anything from, like, from several weeks ago. So we may just not be streaming there. We may be suspended or whatever, because that happens to us quite a lot.
I used to get notified about the Facebook ones, and
I'm not streaming to Facebook right now. I'm certain of that. And that's because I'm currently on, like, another 40-day suspension where I can't go live.
Right,
and the Free Talk Live YouTube channel goes live through my Facebook account.
Right, yeah.
So if I can't go live, then other. But so who cares, right? And this is all because I said some things during Pride Month that upset some people. You know, about how a person should take pride in accomplishments and not characteristics. And the entire LGBTQ argument is that people are born that way, right? And yet then they want to take pride in that. So they want to take pride in the circumstances of their birth. And as far as I can tell, there's no difference between that and being proud to be born that you're white.
Although I have to say, Aria, I'm not sure that I can believe that you would ever say something controversial or that might upset people. I don't know how they construe that.
I don't either, because, like, I'm a trans person, and that was what I said. Like, I don't care if you're celebrating the fact that you plan to take out the garbage and you achieved that, you accomplished that. That was your accomplishment. I'm not saying you've got to, you know, bring down the government or put a man on the moon or any of that other garbage. I'm just saying, set a goal, accomplish that goal, and take pride in that. But to take pride because you were born white or because you were born with genes that made you tall or genes with brown hair or blonde hair and blue eyes or whatever,
right,
to me, that, or because you're gay,
right,
or because you were born trans, to me, that's all the same thing as people being proud over arbitrary reasons because they don't have any actual accomplishments to point to and say, I'm proud of that. That's what I did, and that's what I'm proud of. So it's like a participation trophy for life.
Well, and this
allows them to take pride in something despite not actually achieving anything.
And this is also a very accurate description of nationalism.
Yes.
Right? Nationalism is
the same coin.
The exact same thing. People take pride in accomplishments they had nothing to do with, you know, didn't help in any way, shape, or form, weren't part of, probably happened well before they were even born. But because they have accomplished so little in their life, they have to point to this flag, this, you know, vague sense of thing that, like, I'm proud of this because I've not really done anything myself.
You can pick out those people so easily because they say things like, America is the greatest nation on earth, and things like that. And, you know, it's frustrating to me to end up getting banned for saying these obvious things on Facebook and other social media sites. Like, yes, if you're taking pride in the characteristics of your birth, you are no better than a white nationalist to me. You are basically just a racist. You're a sexist of a different stripe, I suppose. I don't know exactly how to put it, but I tend to get banned over that. And, it's June. I said something like that last year. I didn't even say anything like that this year. I just let it ride to see what was going to happen, because year after year, every June, Facebook gives me some sort of suspension.
Wow.
And they did it again this year, and I didn't even say that this year. I said it last year, and the year before that, because this is a long-standing argument that I've been trying to make, and each time people go, wow, that's a really good point. I never thought about it. Ben!
Probably one of those Facebook memories.
It could be one of those, right, where someone reported me for it last year, and
right,
now they're doing it again.
Exactly.
But we are definitely streaming on Odyssey, so check out our Odyssey channel. That's video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you directly to it. You can join a million other disaffected YouTube users who are just sick of being told what they can say and what they can't say. And if you don't want to do it in video form, you can join our social media server at social.freetalklive.com. And there, you can say controversial things without worrying about getting hit with a ban hammer. That's social.freetalklive.com and our video platform over at on Odyssey at video. It's not our video platform, our video channel over on Odyssey at video.freetalklive.com. Now, speaking of LGBTQ things, I normally don't talk about them, but I have this weird article here that got my attention. The straightest guy, Nick Fontes, says that, quote, having sex with women is gay, and the internet just can't with him. Now, this isn't the first time I've seen some weird statements from straight people. We're like, you know, oral sex between male and female is gay because it, quote, puts the male into a submissive role or whatever. I see some bizarre claims from, like, straight people who are terrified of being perceived as gay for, you know, being a man having sex with a woman. That somehow that's gay. I don't know how these people come up with this nonsense.
It seems like complete nonsense to me.
It sounds like he would be trolling, right? But evidently, he's not. Well, this is all this particular... It's Queerty.com, so they're coming at this from a leftist perspective. It's assuming they're telling the truth about this guy, and they're probably not. Extreme white nationalist commentator. He doesn't look like a white nationalist. He looks like he might be Iranian or... possibly Greek, some sort of Mediterranean, possibly, okay. Or Iranian. He doesn't look like your average, Nick Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-S. I have no idea how to pronounce that, but it's not your typical white nationalist name. So I don't know if this guy is a white nationalist or not. I'm assuming he's not because it's a leftist calling him a white nationalist. If there's anything I've learned, having been called a Nazi a fair number of times in my day, it's that, you know, they call you that if you just say something they don't like. So I'm assuming that he's not actually a white nationalist. However, he has a laundry list of deplorable views. He's questioned interracial marriages and whether the Holocaust took place. Praised Jim Crow era segregation laws and said that he would prefer it if women were not allowed to vote. It sounds like he's just trolling. I can't imagine anyone genuinely believing these things and trying to convince people that these things would be good.
I mean, is trolling the new shock jock? Is that what we're seeing here?
Trolling has always been a shock jock sort of thing. And, that was why I ran for sheriff. It is trolling. I am sort of the trans version of Howard Stern here on Free Talk Live, only we have to abide by FCC, whereas, they had a video show that was more engaging,
right,
I suppose.
Yeah.
We don't have strippers and stuff in the LRN studio.
At least not yet.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So Fuentes identifies as an involuntary celibate. There's no surprise there. And employed some incredible mental gymnastics to defend his incel identity after admitting he'd kissed a girl in high school. Some followers made the case that his former romantic success, look, kissing a girl in high school, I don't...
Wow, that sounds really gay.
It's certainly not romantic success. So they're fighting about whether or not he's actually an incel. Check this out. Some followers made the case that his former romantic success actually makes him voluntarily celibate. And like Queerty here, I can't believe anyone actually cares about the distinction. To me, that's surprising. They're arguing, they're saying, you're not a true incel. And that's a mark against him.
Is he trying to be proud of being an incel?
I mean, it's all they have, right? They have to take pride in it. Just like the white, just like the nationalists and the LGBTQ people, that's the one thing they have that makes them unique or distinct or unlike the average person. You know, the incel label is his version of I'm gay and proud of it. He's an incel and proud of it.
I mean, there's something to be said for abstinence if, you have goals, that's require that kind of a thing. But I don't know that that's something you want to, take pride in and announce. I mean, I'm all for individuality. If that's what
sure.
He wants to profess and do, go ahead.
There is more coming out there about this weird guy. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Experts are predicting more people to be on the roads this 4th of July holiday weekend. AAA saying there's pent-up demand for travel, and with the friendly skies not being so friendly, folks are turning to their cars, where Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says gas prices would be lower if more focus was on domestic energy resources.
We don't build pipelines. We're not drilling. We're not loaning money to energy companies. We're putting additional regulations on fracking.
According to the most recent AAA station survey, the national average for the price of regular gas is $4.84 a gallon. Last year, over the 4th of July, it was $3.12 a gallon. Have a safe and happy 4th of July weekend. USA Radio News. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is scrambling to put a plan together regarding the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border now that the Supreme Court ruled Title 42 can be dissolved. Georgia Republican Congressman Buddy Carter warns the administration is putting America's national security at risk by not stopping those illegal immigrants on Fox Business.
We don't have national security right now because our border is not secure. I've been down there 5 times since I've been in office, 3 times in the last year and a half. Every time it gets worse. It is in shambles. And all the Border Patrol agents tell us the same thing. Keep, build the wall. Keep Title 42. Keep remain in Mexico.
More of your tax dollars are heading to Ukraine. The Pentagon announcing a new $820 million aid package. So far, the Biden administration has sent just under $7 billion to Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 2022 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, Fort Fest number 6. And I want to say thank you to David. It's me who's tonight's amplifier. That means that David is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. David is a gold level member, which means that David is giving $10 per month to the program. Again, that's amps.freetalklive.com. We don't ask that much to join. All it takes is $5 per month. That gets you in. And you get access to a number of cool features like the AMP-only Facebook group. There's even an AMP-only version of the podcast. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, the ideas of liberty, reaching a larger audience, you might consider joining the AMPS program. Again, that is amps.freetalklive.com. David Itzy, thank you so much for your contributions. We hope you're enjoying the show. And we hope to see you at Fort Fest sometime. With you today is Aria.
Big Kahuna. And the captain.
And we're talking about this incel here. That's an involuntary celibate. It's a weird thing that happens, like, to dudes, right? Because so many of the Nazis and the white nationalists that I've, you know, encountered over the last decade or so, they were incels, or they began as incels.
Well, an incel, as you said, so is there a volcel? Like, if somebody decides they're going to be celibate for a while?
Well, that would just be a celibate, right? Like a monk or something like that, or a priest. Well, priests aren't celibate because they're, you know, banging little boys. But other than that, yeah, that would just be celibate, right?
That's my guess. So, like, okay, so that's the distinction. Also, with the word celibate, it sounds a whole lot like sell a butt.
Sure. I mean, on that note, if prostitution was legal, there wouldn't be any incels, because these guys who can't get laid, I don't know why they can't get laid. Maybe they're just socially awkward or whatever. Maybe they don't know how. But they could just go out and hire a prostitute, in which case a lot of their hatred would go away. They become misogynist as a result of not getting laid, and they end up hating male-to-female trans people as a result of not getting laid. They end up hating LGBTQ people, or anyone who's in a successful, happy relationship, or who has sexual relationships, they hate them. And they're jealous, and they're bitter, and that drives them to white nationalism. I've seen it over and over throughout the years. I don't know why it happens, but it does seem to happen. This anti-LGBTQ personality known as Nick Fuentes, or I'm going to keep pronouncing it differently every time I see it because I'm not good at my job and I didn't look up during the break how it was supposed to be
Fuentes
pronounced.
Fuentes is a Spanish name, if I'm not correct.
Well, it's spelled like Fuentes. That seems to be the most likely pronunciation. So he could also be Hispanic. Good point. He does look Hispanic as well. So, yeah. I mean, he just doesn't look like a white nationalist. I'm going to have to look him up at some point. I promised to do that during the break, except I'll probably forget about it, so don't hold me to that promise.
Okay.
But anyway, he's an anti-LGBTQ personality. He also apparently thought that his sexual orientation was being called into question, leading to his breathtaking argument that all sexual activity is gay. In a recent... So in order to be straight, he must be an incel. I think this is the mental gymnastics these people go through in order to convince themselves that, no, being an incel, being involuntarily celibate is a good thing, right? He said, quote, "Gay people do date girls all the time. All these gay people are coming out and saying, I've had more girlfriends than Nick. I've had sex with more girls than Nick." And of course, this makes him jealous. And his response is, "That actually makes me really more heterosexual than anyone. The fact that gay, bisexual men, because, I mean, if they're gay and they're having sex with girls, they're bisexual." I'm sorry?
This guy just needs help.
He needs something. He needs a podcast, I would say, but apparently he's already got one. It's called America First. He says, "If we're really being honest, never having a girlfriend, never having sex with a woman really makes you more heterosexual. Because, honestly, dating women is gay." He's got to be trolling. There's no way anyone genuinely believes that, right?
I think it's a bunch of nonsense.
He says dating women is gay, having sex with women is gay, and having sex with men and gay is gay. Really, it's all gay. Everything is gay.
Then what's left for him? Like farm animals? Or
being an incel. Involuntarily celibate. That's what's left. Unless you're an involuntarily celibate, you're gay. All sex is gay. The only really straight heterosexual position is to be an asexual incel, which is another word, I suppose, for voluntarily celibate. An asexual person is someone who is not inclined to engage in sexual activities. That's it. That's all there is. But wait, there's more. Having sex in itself is gay, I think. I think it's really a gay act. Think about it this way. What's gayer than being like, I need cuddles, I need kisses, I need to spend time with a woman? That's a little sus. I think, really, I'm like the straightest guy. I've got to look this guy up. This is written like it's serious.
This cannot be real.
I feel like this segment is gay.
According to him, it almost certainly... Well, the moment that they got me on Free Talk Live, Free Talk Live became gay, according to this particular person. Let's see. According to Wikipedia, it's not a troll. Nicholas Joseph Fuentes is an American far-right white nationalist political commentator and live streamer. He has been described by the Anti-Defamation League as a white supremacist, a former YouTuber. His channel was permanent YouTuber. His channel was permanently suspended in February for violating February of 2020, by the way, for violating YouTube's hate speech policy. Fuentes describes himself as an American nationalist, Christian conservative, and paleo conservative. He has also expressed anti-Semitic views and Holocaust denial, and is opposed to women's rights to vote. So apparently he's serious. He's just that screwed up in the head where he has come to believe. You're absolutely right. He is half Hispanic, however, and that's presumably the origins of his last name. He applied for transfer admission to Auburn but did not control his enrollment. Fuentes is Catholic and of Hispanic descent on his father's side. So
it's kind of hard to be a white supremacist if you're, well, you know, Not white.
Well, it's not impossible, right? Like Christopher Cantwell, who's currently a political prisoner by the American federal government for saying mean things to another Nazi online, he wasn't really a white supremacist. He was a white nationalist, but he was a Jewish supremacist. If you listen to what he said, he would outright tell you that he believed that the Jews were superior to all other races, and that was his issue.
Didn't we have a caller on Free Talk Live who was a Jewish anti-Semite?
Probably. I mean, that's a whole stereotype itself, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. He's a pro-Trump guy. He reportedly got into an altercation on a flight over mask. I mean, it doesn't seem to me like this guy is trolling. He's serious. This half-Hispanic white nationalist who thinks that having sex with women is gay, he's completely serious. In other things that are completely serious, though, a judge has ruled that Florida's 15-week abortion law is unconstitutional. I've largely saved this for the last segment because it's worth talking about, but I'm sick of talking about abortion because it's just such a hot issue these days.
Yeah.
It's all people are talking about. Well, evidently, this judge has ruled that the 15-week abortion law down there in Florida is unconstitutional.
So what is it, that you can have an abortion up until 15 weeks? Is that right?
I presume that's what the ruling, that's the effect that the ruling would have, but I don't know. In a setback for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Republican lawmakers, a Florida judge has ruled that a new state law banning abortions at 15 weeks is unconstitutional, and he intends to block it from taking effect on Friday. Now, I wonder if this means that it's federally unconstitutional or if it's a violation of Florida's constitution. In a verbal ruling on Thursday, Second Judicial Circuit Court, which, again, I don't know what that means. It could be either. John Cooper said he would be issuing a temporary statewide injunction that would go into effect once he signs the written order in the challenge brought by some Florida abortion providers. So are they trying to get a new case before the U.S. Supreme Court here? I don't understand what's going on. The decision is a short-term victory, of course, and it comes a week after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and eliminated a constitutional right that has existed for half a century.
Yeah, I was going to speculate that this is a sort of a reaction to the recent federal rulings, and now this is the state going, well, what do we do about our laws?
Well, certainly, except the laws that are on the books are no longer, you know, flagrantly unconstitutional as a result of the Supreme Court ruling. There is more about this coming up because it's all very confusing and it's worth talking about. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And for those who missed it, well, first of all, with you today, it's Aria.
Big Kahuna.
I'm the captain.
And for those who missed it, if you go to freekeen.com, a two post down or the second post, you will see Ian Freeman returns to the stage at Porkfest 2022. And it had been, I think, 15 years or something to that effect since he had been on the stage here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He was talking about the history of Free Talk Live, and he got into the subject of Phil Christiana, who's the agent, as he characterizes it, is obsessed with Free Staters, and apparently Ian Freeman himself. And, you know, he's been targeting Ian for apparently the better part of the last decade or whatever. You can go to freekeen.com and check out the article there that's about it. There is the video, the full video of Ian's speech here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Also, surprising to me, right, like a few weeks ago, my attorney messaged me, he's like, hey, I got some stuff of yours, come by the office sometime and pick it up. I was like, okay, cool. You know, I didn't think anything more about it. I knew I would get my Nintendo Wii U back at some point, right, because it's a Nintendo, really. Right. They took my Nintendo. The FBI did that. And they didn't even write down the correct thing. They thought they took a Nintendo Wii. They took a Wii U. You know, if they're going to steal from me, they should at least know what they're stealing.
Right.
And they didn't. But that was returned to me. Of course, I don't want it because it spent close to a year and a half in possession of the FBI. And sure, it is just a Nintendo and probably hasn't been compromised, but in that year and a half, I also replaced it. So I no longer really have any need of it.
Right.
But to my surprise, they also returned a USB dongle that generated a two-factor authentication key that I no longer need because I just no longer need it. A flash drive that I immediately threw into the trash because I don't care what's on it, and I don't need to know what's on it at this point. I'm not plugging it into any of my devices to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And most shockingly, my DVR. Now, for those who don't know, I have security cameras on my house. They're connected to a DVR, which stands for, I think, digital video recorder or something. I've never thought about what it actually stands for, but it's probably that.
Yeah, no, I think these video camera devices that are the DVR, they're called NVRs, network video recorders, because your cameras are a network.
Well, they are if they're network cameras. These actually use, I forget what the type of cable is.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to have them connected to the internet, but
they weren't on a network. So, I mean, the DVR was on the network, but the cameras themselves were not. They were not Cat 5 or Cat 6 cameras. They used a specific proprietary type of cable. So they weren't actually on the network, the internet or, you know, the local network. But anyway, they took that from me, and I was convinced, like, before I even looked at it, I was like, there's no way they returned this to me and it's still got the hard drive in it. There's just no way, right? Because the FBI, they don't do that. They don't raid your house and let you capture the footage and then give that footage back to you.
Right.
As far as I'm aware, that was the first time it had ever happened. And I haven't looked, but I just can't imagine there being too many precedents of that. But I looked, and to my surprise, sure enough, there it is, all the way up until about 6:12 in the morning. It begins getting interesting at about 6:02 in the morning. And for about a 10-minute period there, you can see the FBI assembling. They've got AR-15s. They've got assault rifles. They've got countless squad cars and federal agents out there in my front yard. You can tell they're preparing to do that. It looks like they're going to war.
They're wearing military gear, military helmets, night vision goggles.
The battering ram thing.
They had those, riot shields. And I'm sitting up there sleeping in my underwear, peacefully, minding my own business. There's two firearms in the house, a 9mm and a 20 gauge. Mm-hmm. And they come to my house with assault rifles, 50-something plus units, night vision goggles, riot shields, all of that nonsense. And suddenly I hear people screaming. So I, bolted downstairs wearing just a throw blanket. I thought it was the contractors who were doing work for me at that time, just making an unnecessary amount of noise. You know, I realize now that the FBI agents were yelling out that it's the FBI, but I had gone to sleep about 2 hours before that at that point. So I was not all there. Been asleep for 2 hours, went to sleep drunk on top of that. I was at the bottom of my stairs before I realized that, oh, God, it's a bunch of FBI agents standing behind riot shields with flashlights and assault rifles pointed at me, telling me, Aria, stop moving or we will open fire.
So the footage that you received has sort of made you relive the experience.
I wouldn't go that far, but, I mean, it was...
It brought it back up to your mind.
It did. I mean, you don't go through something like that without it always being a part of you from that moment forward, right? But the only time I really came close to being bothered or having it, a flashback or something like that was during the opening for Resident Evil Village, which actually entails what is essentially an FBI raid, and it goes on, it plays out exactly like the FBI raid did.
Yeah.
But yes, I saw that, and they assembled in my yard, and then they started clipping security camera wires and all that, and everything went dead, and right after that, they kicked in my door, presumably. I got that footage about about 3 days before leaving for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, or if even that long. And in order to use it, I had to either connect a flash drive to my DVR, which was going to take forever.
Yeah.
And it had to be formatted a certain way, and then I had to take, six different camera feeds for an hour and move them over, and it was going to take multiple trips. An hours-long process, and I didn't have time to deal with that while also preparing for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So it's like, all right, I'm going to order a device from Amazon. It's not a device. It's a cable that allows me to connect the hard drive directly via USB to my computer. It provides power and reads the data and all that stuff. That arrived, I think, Saturday. And of course, no, it arrived Sunday, the day that I was preparing to leave for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I had a party that I was hosting that night, so I didn't get to actually recovering that footage. I just took some still pictures from when I initially hooked it up to see if it was there, because to my surprise, that footage was there, so I immediately took some pictures like, oh my God, guys, you're not going to believe this. They gave me back the footage.
Yeah, that's pretty unbelievable, but if I understand it right, yours wasn't the only footage.
No, it was not. I thought it was at the time, but evidently, over on freekeen.com, if you go there, you will find that they did, in fact, also return Ian's DVR. So Ian has footage of the war zone that they turned Leverett Street into, because they were way... The way that they... this is why I'm not even going to bother to release my footage at this point, because it's meaningless, right? It's not even blue on black. It's more like... A dull, uninteresting video versus what happened here, which involved a flash grenade, a battering ram, drones, and other nonsense. Like in mine, you can see them coming up to my house with riot shields, but in here, you see them actually driving, Bearcats through doors and smashing out windows and ripping down a flag and stuff like that. You don't see any of that at my house.
Yeah, they ripped down the peace flag, by the way.
They did, and there's footage of that.
And you mentioned assault rifles, and I think in this context, that's true. In other words, it's an assault on freedom. It's an assault on liberty.
It was certainly an assault on me.
You know, assault on you personally, and that's where that term makes sense. It doesn't make sense, but it's true.
You're absolutely right. The term assault rifle, it's used in all manner of ways today, and most of these aren't actually assault or anything like that. It's just a nickname we use for basically for rifles that people think they're scary. But in this particular case, you're absolutely right. They were assault rifles. They were used as assault rifles. And when I watched this video of what happened at Leverett Street, all I can think is, my God, we're lucky no one was murdered.
Yeah,
we're lucky no
definitely.
One was hurt.
They were ready for... I don't know. They were ready for a war. If you watch the footage...
They were ready to start a war,
yes,
to be specific.
Because
they did this to peaceful people who were accused of no violent crimes. When you look at this, it's like, this is very, very similar to the videos or the actions of these SEALs when they raided Osama bin Laden. The
difference
there was they were going for the kill. With us, they were going for the arrest. But the level of violence that they executed was about on par with one another. I mean, they turned this little suburb out there in Keene with a population of 23,000 or whatever into an actual war zone.
Yeah.
And
now, I wasn't there for the raid, but I was there for the post-raid, and I saw the damage that was done, and I was part of the team, really, of people that came together to sort of reassemble the studio and secure the doors and the windows and all that kind of stuff. And watching this footage that was released over there on freekeene.com made me sort of relive all of that. And brought it back to mind and sort of re-infuriated me, you know, having been removed from that for, you know, over a year now, you know, and all that kind of thing. Seeing that footage just sort of brought everything back for me anyway. And if you've never seen footage of an FBI no-knock raid, here's your chance, because it exists, and it's horrifying, especially to peaceful people whom this whole thing could have just been a knock on the door or a phone call.
Go ahead.
I've heard and I read the descriptions of the raid, but until I saw the video, I mean, the more I watch it, the more disturbed I get with that whole thing.
Yeah, go to freekeene.com to watch that video. Share it far and wide. People really need to know what the federal government is capable of doing to innocent people. That's freekeene.com. Thanks for listening. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.